Kraft Music Hall, starring Don Ameche and Bob Burns, with Connie Boswell, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, and the Music Maids, as well as such valued visitors to the hall as Jerry Lester, one of America's most promising young comedians, Josephine Tamina of the Metropolitan Opera Company, and Charles Boyer of the cinema. And here to start things off in the right mood is Connie Boswell.
Smile your troubles away. There's no room for any gloom, so smile your troubles away. Keep a song in your heart. It will bring a song of spring, so keep your troubles apart. Why not try to be just like the birds up in the air? If you try it, you will see your troubles aren't worth a care. Smile your troubles away. You'll just love to rise above it, rise. And smile your troubles away. Your troubles away. You'll just love to see it rise and rise.
Yes, you rise above it.
Yes, rise.
Yes, we know you love it.
And smile your troubles away.
See, that is awful pretty, Connie. And while I got my mouth open, I also want to tell you how pretty you look and sing in that picture, Kiss the Boys Goodbye.
Well, thanks, Bob. You must have been at that preview last Thursday night.
I sure was. You ought to know I wouldn't miss a chance to hear you sing.
Sure not.
And watch Don Ameche act and see Johnny Trotter hit Oscar Levant over the head with Blood and Sand, a newsreel, and the 15th episode of Terry and the Pirates, all for 55 cents.
What, no dishes?
Well, it didn't bother to wait for them. You know, we already got a dish. You know, there was only one thing I didn't understand about Kiss the Boy Goodbye.
Only one thing, Bob?
Yeah. Why didn't Don Ameche invent anything?
Well, a man hasn't time for everything, Bob, and I did do quite a bit of kissing, you know.
Yeah, but you didn't invent that.
No, my inventing days seem to hit a bottleneck, Bob. But tell me, generally speaking, did you enjoy Kiss the Boys Goodbye?
Well, I can't tell you generally, but privately it reminded me of my last picture. Kiss the audience goodbye.
Which way'd they go, Bob?
They went this way, Connie.
Yeah, come on, Connie. We'll hit them all with the gold.
There is a tavern in the town.
In the town.
And there my dear love sits him down.
Sits him down.
He sings his song with laughter and free. And never thinks of me.
Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. And remember that the best of friends must part.
Must part.
Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
I'll hang my harp on a weeping willow tree. And may the world go well with me.
There is a tavern in the town. And there my true love sits in down. And sings a song mid the laughter free. And never, never thinks of me. Welcome.
with thee.
Parting grieve thee, and remember that the best of friends must part.
Best part.
Adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
I'll hang my harp on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee.
Well, I must say, Don, that you and Connie couldn't have picked a better song to make an old tavern keeper like Jerry Lester feel right at home.
Oh, why, Ken, you talk as if these things all happened by accident.
Huh?
As a member in good standing of the Kraft Music Hall group, I've been out to see Jerry Lester, the Boniface, at work at Charlie Foy's nightclub.
You have? How in the world did they get you out there?
I was drafted.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now, Amich, that's not kind.
No.
That's not the real Donzie.
No.
That's not the true blue peachy Amici. The man I am proud to call my colleague in the old Kraft Music Hall.
Say, you know something? I was almost your colleague in that other little night spot, the one you and Bing were discussing here in the hall 3 weeks ago.
Oh, you mean Bing and Jerry's, where the bon ton meets the downtown, where the hoity toy meets the hoi polloi, and where the bustling clerks meet the hustling customers.
That doesn't rhyme.
It would if you knew the customers.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm only kidding, Amich. You really ought to buy a piece of Bing and Jerry's. You know, it might lead to you getting into pictures.
No, you don't really think so, do you?
Oh, I do. Not the slightest doubt. Plenty of talent scouts hanging around every night from Republic, Monogram, Talisman, and some of the smaller studios, too.
Say, you know, it's kind of funny one of these talent scouts hasn't grabbed you.
Oh, not so funny. You know how one unimportant little thing can keep a person out of pictures? They say I have one, just one bad camera angle.
Which one is that?
From the front.
Well, what do you care about pictures as long as Bing and Jerry's is doing so well? Tell me, are you still getting the overflow from Ciro's?
Oh, yeah, the place is always full of drips.
You know, I envy Crosby and you having a little business of your own. I envy you so much that last night I dreamed about Bing and Jerry's, where the bum and dumb meet the glum and slum.
You really did?
Yeah.
You really dreamed about it? Was the place packed, jammed, crowded, tables so close together the waiters could hardly get their hands into your pockets? And me up there on the floor killing the customers with abdominal dynamite?
Yeah, that's what I dreamed, and then naturally I was impressed.
So was I.
I looked around for a minute.
This is still your dream?
Yes. And then I suddenly decided to buy into the joint. There I was, standing there saying to you, of course I have some ideas on how to run a nightclub like this. For instance, the thing that can make this place famous fastest is excellent food.
That's us. We feature neat eats. We're serviced from the same kitchen as Ciro's.
Oh, good. Well, then you must serve those delicious charcoal broiled steaks, eh?
Well, we divide up. Ciro serves the steaks, we serve the charcoal.
Well, don't the customers complain?
If they live.
Oh, I see. Well, now about the service.
Oh, the best, Amich. The very best.
Yeah.
Every waiter is a knee-plus vulture.
Oh, fine. And the entertainment?
Oh, it's devastating. We have Duke Bagelbottom and his recording orchestra.
Oh, well, say, that's swell. Where's the orchestra now?
Oh, tonight we just have the recordings.
Oh. Well, look, I'm going to put my cards on the table. I got $5,000 for an interest in Bing and Jerry's.
And Bing and Jerry's has an interest in your $5,000. Now, could I please have it in big bills before my partner gets back to town?
You understand, of course, that all I want is a half interest.
You got it, Don. We'll give you a half interest, Cross will have a half interest, and I'll have a half interest.
Well, that doesn't add up. That's three halves.
Give me the $5,000. Who knows from fractions?
Lester, you're trying to chisel me. I've dealt with your kind before, Lester. Don't try to pull anything funny. I'm warning you. Do you understand?
Now, don't get screechy, Amici. We'll just forget the whole deal.
Oh, no. Let's not. I like this place. I like the homey atmosphere. I like the way you've revived the customer serving free lunch.
Attractive collection, isn't it? Have a piece of cheese.
Oh, thanks. A lot. What kind of cheese do you use?
Are you kidding?
Oh, laugh. But here's one of the features of the place. We have the only jukebox in North America that doesn't play the Hutsut song.
Only place in North America? Are they also playing the Hutsut song in South America?
Sure, that's our way of getting even for frenzy.
Oh, well then... Then the juke is your only divertissement, huh?
Did you say divertissement?
Yeah, I did.
Would you mind saying divertissement again?
Why?
I like to watch your mustache go up and down.
All right. That's enough of these gags. Tell me, how much you take in last week?
Opened Monday and doubled our business every night.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. How much did you take in on Monday night?
Nothing.
Doubled the business every night, huh? I see.
Nice, huh?
Say, by the way, tell me, do you have any reservations for New Year's Eve?
Oh, yeah. We're all going to Ciro's.
Honestly?
Oh, well, honestly, we'll make it one way or another. Now, are you convinced we have a place that can be built into a failure? Just look at the equipment. Look at that shiny cash register. Absolutely never been used.
Haven't you ever taken in any cash?
Oh, yeah, but I just used to slip it in my pocket.
Well, didn't your partner mind?
Not a bit, till he found out about it.
Well, how does it happen you still don't put the money in the cash register?
Oh, the kids like to roll me over to make change.
Say, you know, from the sound of things, maybe you'd let me have a half interest for less than $5,000, huh?
Sure. Glad to let you have a half interest for less than five G's. Of course, it'll have to be a smaller half.
Oh, well, naturally, that's only good business.
Well, naturally.
Now then, before I take any definite steps toward buying this place, tell me, is business really, and I mean really and truly, any good?
Any good? Meech, do you doubt me? Just look around.